This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
One-eight-seven-seven-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you want to travel. We got spring break coming up. Spring break is, I believe, at the end of March. As Easter, many spring breaks end on Easter. So leading up to Easter, I suppose to start on Easter because of family coming to town and festivities. So I know it's a lot of spring breaks at the end of March because I think Easter comes on April 2nd. So many of you want to travel. Some of you reached out saying, what do I think? Do I think it's safe? Well, it's safe depending on which front. When it comes to safe in terms of in-flight transmission, if you're flying, I still think COVID can still be spread on planes because you can't really social distance. And even though there is recirculating air, I think it has been pretty well documented that COVID can still spread on an airplane. In fact, new research from the CDC published in Emerging Infectious Diseases looked at a case showing an in-flight transmission of SARS despite passengers getting tested before departing to New Zealand. New Zealand has had a good response to the pandemic. They've managed isolation and quarantine. I don't think they've had as many issues as we've had here in America. And the restrictions also expanded to include testing people for COVID-19 on the third and 12th day of quarantine. Now, in this study called the Genomic Evidence of In-Flight Transmission of SARS Despite Pre-Departure Testing, that kind of found that even despite testing, cases can still be spread. So the team looked at a coronavirus outbreak on a plane on September 29th, 2020. It was arriving from Dubai, from the United Arab Emirates, to Auckland, New Zealand. During the 14-day managed isolation and quarantine, seven people tested positive for SARS-CoV-2. All seven passengers came from five different countries. Five were tested negative on one layover stop in Malaysia. All seven passengers were seated four rows away from each other during an 18-hour flight. During the flight and before leaving the Dubai airport, mask wearing was optional. Five of the seven infected passengers did wear masks and gloves while on the plane. Two did not. So the researchers performed this whole genome sequencing on the test samples of the seven patients positive, and they found that the sequences were genetically identical. And with the exception of one mutation from one passenger, all the samples came from that B1 lineage. So the researchers then compared the seven genomes of the international database and found six identical ones, four coming from Switzerland, two from the UK. So based on these results, they predict that two passengers were the source of the infection, not just one. And the passengers that traveled together from Switzerland had tested negative 3 days before leaving the country. One of the passengers began to start feeling sick on October 1st and finally had a positive test the following day. They also predict that four passengers became infected during the flight. One might have become infected while in quarantine. So this global sequencing and all this scientific talk is basically what they're saying is because people will ask, wait a second, how do we know they didn't get it from the wife when they came home? Or you know, maybe they went into the bathroom and they could trace, you know, not all viruses are the same. There's genetic, you know, the kind of fingerprints. So they could look at the genes of the actual virus and see if it's the same virus, and that's how they could trace it. So what does this mean? Well, what it means is the negative COVID testing is not always 100%. It helps. But when I hear somebody test negative for COVID, the first thing I ask is, how were you tested? So there was one person that called me on telemedicine, and he thought he needed antibiotics because he was having a bad lung infection. And I said, okay, now have you been tested for COVID yet? Yep, I tested and I've been negative twice. All right, so I go on and I ask more, and then I go, gosh, this really sounds like COVID. And I'm like, wait a second, you were tested twice? What days? Well, one was weeks before he got sick, so that one doesn't count. The other one was a few days into his illness, but it was self-done. He goes, I did an at-home test. And I go, what, did you put the swab all the way to the back of the... He goes, I put the swab as far as I could tolerate it. So when I hear somebody had a negative test, it's not very scientific. These negative COVID tests could be because the swab was done halfway. If you're not really getting back there and getting the back of the nasopharynx, and I have an image on some of the articles I've written on how far back that goes. It's not just a little bit in the nose. It goes beyond the nose all the way to the back of the throat. Most people cannot tolerate that sort of sampling. It is very uncomfortable because, you know, the body doesn't like things near the nose. It's going to make you want to sneeze it out. And some people go, well, I'll just spit. Poo, too. Are you getting a really good guttural sample? You know, are you really getting a good sample? So these negative tests could be somebody's not doing a good enough sample. And so with travel, I believe many countries are saying, look, you know, these are the tests we approve. You know, do these tests at home, but the average person, do you think they want to test positive? If you have somebody who really wants to go on a flight, and they don't really want to stick it all the way back to the, you know, back of their throat, up their nose, and they start to gag, or they might be like, you know what, that's fine, that's enough. Or you might have some people lie. They might just take it from another body part and put it in there. I mean, you know, the testing is not very consistent. And so, you know, do I think it's safe for you to fly? I think COVID is still out there. I'd be a little worried also about any logistical changes that airlines or countries may add. Anything could change. We just heard in a news report that deaths are rising. Cases are going down, but deaths are rising. So if we find out that deaths are rising and we have a new wave, the U.S. could say, sorry, guys, quarantine before you come back. So I personally have not made any plans for any sort of travel because I just don't know what changes might happen. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we've been talking about kids getting vaccinated and kids going back to school, but we haven't had any studies up until now on if the vaccine is safe in children. These studies and these clinical studies were all about the adults. And I don't blame the pharmaceutical companies because we have adults dying in droves from COVID. So maybe some of them might not have been appropriately labeled as COVID. Maybe some of them should have been labeled as heart attack, etc. But I still believe COVID kills, and I saw people in the hospital dying of COVID. So we know COVID kills, but it primarily killed adults. So Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, they had to look at those patient populations. So when I heard that they were discussing, well, why don't we just vaccinate all kids so we could get teachers back to school, I'm like, wait a second. No, do not start vaccinating kids until you've proven to me that it's safe in kids and effective. So We're being told that the first children have been vaccinated in Moderna's phase 2 of 3 pediatric COVID-19 vaccine trial. So they're moving closer. The clinical trial is called the Kid Cove study. Oh, that's cute. Kid Cove. They are enrolling 6,700 children in the United States and Canada between the ages of 6 months and 11 years old. Now, 6 months is the age range we allow flu shot. They have to be at least 6 months old. The trial is broken into 2 parts. According to CNN, in part 1, different dosages of the vaccine are being tested on children. So children between the ages of 6 months and 1 year old are going to receive 2 doses of the vaccine spaced out 28 days apart at either a 25 or 50 or a 100 microgram level. Children between the ages of 2 and 11 will receive 2 doses of the vaccine spaced about 28 days apart at either a 50 or 100 microgram level. And then the findings of part 1 will be used to determine which dose is going to be used in part 2. For part 2, the trial will expand to include children who are given a saline placebo, which does nothing. And then the children will be followed for 12 months after their second injection. So Moderna is doing the test to see if the vaccine protects children from getting sick if they come into contact with coronavirus. And they're pretty excited that they're going to begin this phase 2 of 3 study. By phase 3, that's when they do tens of thousands of people and they really expand it. This is according to Moderna CEO Stephanie Bancel. Send a press release. This pediatric study will help us assess the potential safety and immunogenicity of our COVID-19 vaccine candidate in this important younger age population. So the study is in collaboration with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, National Institutes of Health, Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. So I trust that the safety is going to be double and triple checked, because nobody wants to, on their watch, be accused of somebody getting, unfortunately, sick, you know, or a kid getting sick. And, you know, to be honest, when I look at how this vaccine works, in my medical background and my medical knowledge, I don't believe with the mRNA it has the potential to be very adverse to a child. If a child's immune system is strong, just like we give children vaccines at 2, 4, and 6 months, and the body is able to read the directions from that mRNA to make spike proteins, technically a child's immune system should be able to do this. It should be capable. But it has to be studied. I am not at all going to endorse any sort of vaccination of COVID in a child without knowing that the studies were done. That's just how I roll. So Moderna, though, is not the only COVID-19 vaccine currently being tested. Pfizer is also testing the children. Johnson & Johnson has announced plans to study the vaccine in adolescents. In December, the FDA did allow Moderna's vaccine for 18 and above, but Pfizer could be given to 16-year-olds and older. So those going to college, older, maybe getting ready for prom, could get the vaccine. But right now, younger, no. Now, in February, the FDA authorized emergency use of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine for adults 18 and older. So the only vaccine we have for 16 on up is Pfizer, but nothing for those under 16. And I know people say, oh, you know, we could give my kid could lie about their age and all that. I wouldn't do that yet. I would wait and get a little bit more information. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. More side effects being reported from COVID-19, severe COVID-19. And remember when I told you that there was a study out of France that looked at nodules in the back of the eye? Well, apparently there's a report saying severe eye abnormalities have been found in the eyes of some COVID-19 patients. This is, again, coming out of France. And the findings show the need for eye screening as well as appropriate treatment and management of potentially serious eye problems in these patients. Apparently, according to Dr. Augustin Leckler, a neuroradiologist at the Fondation Adolphe de Rothschild Hospital in Paris. He said, we showed that a few patients with severe COVID-19 from the French COVID-19 cohort had one or several nodules in the posterior pole of the eye's globe. And one U.S. ophthalmologist, unconnected to the study, said that these nodules appeared in the portion of the eye's globe called the macula. Now, the macula is the area of the retina responsible for central vision. The retina is easy to see. I mean, sometimes we have to dilate the eye pupil with the drops so we could look back there. But the macula is crucial for central vision. And so if we see that get inflamed, these people could have eye issues. Now, they say it's still not clear whether the eye changes are directly linked to COVID-19 or to its treatment, such as the intubation. You know, putting somebody on a ventilator, you know, that could unfortunately cause trauma, people not getting enough oxygen, let's say, to the brain, you know, or is it that the not getting enough oxygen to the brain could affect then the eyes, but I wonder if these nodules is the virus spreading to the, you know, central nervous system and spreading to the brain. So as the Paris team explained, the coronavirus that causes COVID-19 primarily affects the lungs, but it has been linked with eye conditions like pink eye and retinopathy, a disease of the retina that can cause vision loss. And we did talk about a few weeks ago how eye abnormalities were detected on MRI exams of COVID-19 patients. They saw the nodules. So the French Society of Neuroradiology conducted a study looking at 129 patients with severe COVID who underwent brain MRIs, and 7% of them had these nodules on the back part, the posterior part of the eyeball. And all of the nodules in the macular region. 8 had nodules in both eyes. Now, 8 of the 9 patients were ICU patients, where they had to be, you know, in the ICU. But one of them wasn't. So, which means maybe not so severe COVID could possibly do this as well. So, you know, I bring this up because as much as I want to say COVID is a sniffle type of virus like some of the other coronaviruses, I can't with this one. I've never seen a cold virus cause nodules in the eye. Now, somebody could say, well, what if people with nodules in the eyes are more prone to severe COVID? Could be. That's what they're going to study. But, you know, if the average person doesn't get head scans, then how do we know the nodules weren't there before? But nodules in the back of the eye is not a common thing. So if we see an uptick in people who have had COVID, we're going to think twice. I also don't like the abnormal smell. So parosmia is a term we haven't talked about on the show. Remember we talked about anosmia, not being able to smell? You lose your sense of smell when you have COVID, but then, you know, it comes back. Well, we have a bunch of patients saying that they have a rank smell called parosmia. It's a foul smell. It distorts a person's sense of smell. The condition could cause one to lose the intensity of their smell, but have this overpowering rancid scent. It can happen around smells that are normally pleasant, where your brain isn't processing it right, or just nothing, and it just smells bad. Like, remember about an hour ago, the dog tooted? And I'm like, really? And the dog, and, you know, I yelled at the dog on commercial break, like, did you really, you know, couldn't you, like, do that outside? Right? The dog looked at me like, I didn't do anything. What if the dog didn't fart? What if this really was, I had been exposed to COVID at some time, and I'm now smelling something rancid? Danielle Mescunas is mom to 11-year-old Lorely, and Danielle said her daughter had COVID back in November, lost her sense of taste and smell, but by late January, her child began to regain her ability to smell, but it was odd. She said she could smell a little bit, but things didn't smell like she thought they should. She was basically saying things like smelled like rotten food or something had been sitting in the fridge too long. So they took him to the specialist. So we are seeing that even though 80% of people, or two-thirds of these people that lose their taste or smell, it goes away, but some have this long COVID with this rancid, rotten food smell. 1-877-DR-DELLY, don't go away.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The current situation at the southern border is difficult. That's what Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says as the DHS is working to manage the wave of illegal immigrants and unaccompanied minors. Gila Bend, Arizona is about 80 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. The mayor of Gila Bend, Chris Riggs, telling Fox News,
I live right, my backyard literally is the Sonora National Monument. I like to take walks out there, and I'm seeing the foot traffic come through here. I'm seeing drug mules like I've never seen before go through our desert. It needs to stop.
5 jurors still need to be seated for Derek Chauvin's trial. He's the former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd. 9 jurors have been seated so far, including 2 alternates. And you're listening to USA Radio News. An annual tradition in Boston is being tweaked due to the coronavirus pandemic.
The Boston Marathon says it will have room for 20,000 entrants when the pandemic-delayed race takes place on October 11th. That's down from the 30,000 runners who were registered for the 2020 edition of the race before it was canceled. The Boston Athletic Association says it trimmed the size of the field to allow for social distancing, especially at the start and finish lines. Last year was the first time in the race's 123-year history that it was canceled, having been first run in 1897. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Authorities in Texas said that at least 8 illegal immigrants have died in a head-on collision in Valverde County, Texas, located near the U.S.-Mexico border following a high-speed chase. Officers with the Texas Department of Public Safety arrested the driver of the vehicle after he allegedly tried to run away following the crash. The crash happened Monday, 30 miles north of Del Rio, Texas. This is USA Radio News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, we had spoken about interviews because it looks like some of you are seeing now hiring signs. And so some of the jobs are opening up. People are opening back up. Spring break has definitely brought some well-needed money into local economies, especially in Florida. Man, I tell you, those beaches are packed. Not sure what it's going to do to COVID surges. I'm a little nervous about that. But people are enjoying themselves. They're happy. These kids aren't going to wear masks. They want they want to look good. They want to see other people. They, you know, and it's interesting because once you see somebody not wearing a mask, everybody rips their mask off. Nobody wants to, you know, be the one jerk out. It's so peer pressure. It's really peer pressure. By the way, I do it too. I succumb to peer pressure. I don't realize I do it. I'll walk into an area. I'm wearing my mask. Somebody's like, girl, well, what are you wearing a mask for? And I'm like, I'll take it off. I've done that too, you know, so it's, you know, I always walk in with my mask, and then if somebody gives me any crap about it, I take it off. That's not how you handle an infectious disease. See, in the hospital setting, masks are cool. You go into an OR without a mask, they yell at you. And ever since I was in training, it's like, you know, so you know, you dress up, you're all basically, you know, completely hooded and draped and gowned. In fact, they dress you. You go in there, you wash your hands, and you walk in there with your hands out, and then they will put you in the gown, and then they'll have you swing around so they could tie you, and then you put your hands into, you know, for the gloves to make sure it's all sterile, and it's really nicely choreographed. And so, you know, but outside, you know, you go to the party, you go to the beach without a mask, it's a problem. So California is watching what's going on in Florida, and they're like, oh, we want to open up. So what are people doing out there? Well, they're trying to get rid of their governor. So California Governor Gavin Newsom is now facing recall, this recall effort. I don't know if he's going to get unseated, but they have at least 2 million signatures. And Gavin Newsom is blaming the anti-mask and anti-vax extremists for this recall effort. So on Monday, Newsom's campaign sent an email out to supporters saying he would not take the recall effort against him lying down and urge recipients to sign onto a petition opposing the far-right Republican recall effort. They said Newsom went on to claim that the effort to remove him from the governor's mansion is a partisan Republican recall that was backed by anti-mask and anti-vax extremists, as well as pro-Trump forces trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. And he goes, let's just call it what it is. It's partisan Republican recall, anti-mask, anti-vax extremists, pro-Trump forces want to overturn the last election and have opposed much of what we've done to fight the pandemic. If they are successful, it would mean risking the progress we are making to end the pandemic. So he ended the email by saying he would fight the recall effort. Now, other people have been concerned because while much of the country is opening back up, California still had these arbitrary restrictions. We saw that one business owner that owned a restaurant and bar, and she had to be closed down. Meanwhile, in the parking lot, feet away, there were tables set up for a production company that could eat. And so, you know, if the rules aren't consistent for people, then, you know, how are you going to get people on board and comfortable with it? You know, Governor Newsom got himself into some heat when he went to that fancy French restaurant. What's it called? Le Kitchen or something like that. He went to the super fancy restaurant, spent a lot of money, while telling everybody to bunker down, not go out, arresting that paddle boarder, and forcing all these restrictions. He's out to dinner with a bunch of people. Bad move. Bad optic. Is it enough for him to be removed? I don't know. But when you have people not being able to open up, and they're losing money and their business is going under, it's a problem. Now, some of you have already closed down. You closed down months ago and you're not going to reopen. And now you are looking for the next thing to go into. And it's interesting because one of you had asked if it's better to just throw in the towel, wait for the economy to reopen, and then scoop up a business that is in trouble and is willing to sell, you know, at a amazing low price. I don't know much about the restaurant business. I don't know much about, you know, a lot of these businesses, but what I do know is there is a lot of opportunity out there. And there are going to be opportunities as we open up for some people to do well. Now, those companies who have been operating in the red, we're not going to see the economy boom by any means, because we have so many people in the red, and the government gave money through PPP money, but it was only for 8 weeks, and people have been locked down for about a year. So now we got the second round of PPP money. Again, it gets you through another 8 weeks, but not a year. So it will take time, but there are going to be innovations. There's going to be new industries or companies that are going to boom. And those are going to be ones that are based on, let's say, delivery or allowing drive-through. Or, you know, not only has COVID caused people to be anti-people because of germs, but people became anti-people because of the way they acted with the masks. I mean, look at the name-calling Newsom is doing. The anti-maskers, anti-vaxxers. You know, why are, you know, somebody that's not very excited, you know, about, you know, having a face covering when they have emphysema and they have trouble breathing in a gym and they don't believe the mask is really protecting them, you know, do they really have to be labeled an anti-masker? Somebody that's a little hesitant on the vaccine because of some of the side effects, are they really an anti-vaxxer? I mean, there's a lot of people that got their childhood vaccines, but they just don't get the flu shot. Are they an anti-vaxxer? This name-calling. You know, and I see people very hesitant on being around other people. I told you I was in line. I was driving back from California. We went to a fast food. I stood in line, and I started kind of moving closer so I could read the menu. And somebody yells at me, "Get back in line." And I was like, whoa, really? People are just mean to each other. They're just all, there's a lot of selfishness. So I don't really know if I am going to see people want to be around other people to that degree. I think the young people are going to. But in terms of older people, I think a lot of older people are probably thinking, nah, you know, I like my cats. I like my dog that makes noise and barks in the middle of the show, you know? I mean, look at movies. So Coming to America, or Eddie Murphy's sequel, came out. I was excited about it because I really loved the first Coming to America. I didn't expect the sequel to be that good, you know, but I wanted to see it. And hubby goes, "Do you want to go to the movie theater? It's going to be in the movie theaters." And I said, "But we could get it for free on Netflix." I mean, we're already spending money on Netflix. And I'm like, "No, because just in case it stinks, we'll be home. You know, we could eat. We'll have a potty. No, we'll stay home." Well, that movie theater needs people saying, "Yeah, let's go out." Now, hubby wanted to go out. Hubby wanted to have that movie theater experience. But me, I'm like, no, because, you know, if the movie isn't that good, you know, we could complain about it. We could, you know, if I missed a joke, we could rewind it. I see advantages of watching movies at home. And then when we were watching it, even though I saw it till the end, my husband didn't. He left. He thought, you know, it wasn't that good. And you know, he's like, "I'm glad we didn't go to the movie theater." So are people going to flood movie theaters again? Are they going to say, "You know what? I'm done spending $60 to $80 for a movie and popcorn and drinks. I can make some popcorn at home, potty, pause it, watch it on Netflix." So we are changing. We, you know, our approaches are changing. And I think people are going to want to save money. I think they're going to want to be away from other people. I think people are not going to want to wear a mask. I don't want to sit in a movie theater with a mask. Eating popcorn, putting the mask on. Eating popcorn, putting the mask on. No, thank you. I'd rather be home without the mask. And so as long as we have mask recommendations, unfortunately, there's going to be this hesitancy for people to go back out. But then that might give opportunity for home services and delivery services and things like that. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia's show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have this little outbreak of Ebola going on right now in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And some interesting news has come out. They said Ebola might have lingered in a survivor for 5 years before sparking a new outbreak. According to Fox News, the findings raise the question about whether survivors rather than infected animals could have sparked other outbreaks in Africa. So this person survived the Ebola outbreak from 2014 to 2016 that I think killed about 11,000 people. He survived it. And they think he harbored the virus for 5 years before it hopped to another person and then triggered the current outbreak in Guinea. Scientists previously knew that the Ebola virus could hide out in the bodies of survivors. Remember, we saw that one nurse in the UK have it in their eyes. We've seen it come out a year later. But 5 years, well, makes sense. When this virus decides to hide and stay, it unfortunately, you know, doesn't just say, okay, I'm going to give up after 365 days. It could stay longer. So scientists think that the Ebola virus could hide out in, quote, privileged areas of the body where the immune system is less active, such as the eyeballs or the testes. It's according to Life Science. And it means that a person could shed the virus for some time after recovering from the infection and could transmit it to others. Now, the longest a person has been known to still shed the Ebola virus was 500 days. That's about a year and a half. But a new analysis suggests that Ebola could hide out for much longer and possibly be strong enough to come out and cause new outbreaks. Now, the current Ebola outbreak in Guinea, I'm sorry, I thought it was also in the Democratic Republic of Congo. That one had just resolved. That one had just ended, the one from 2020. So I'm sorry, this is a new one in Guinea. That has infected 18 people thus far and killed 9. Guinea's Ministry of Health sent 3 samples of the current variant to the World Health Organization's lab at the Institut Pasteur de Dakar in Senegal. And their researchers sequenced the samples to figure out the exact genes that make up its genome. And then they compared that with previous Ebola virus variants. And they found that the current variant is very similar to the 2014 Makona variant that caused the West Africa outbreak in 2014 to 2016 and killed more than 11,000 people across Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. But the new variant only had about a dozen genetic differences, far less than what would have expected during a sustained human-to-human transmission. So they think the virus was silent. If the virus was silently being spread from person to person, it would have evolved more than 100 different times, they believe, in the past 5 years. But instead, they think it stayed in its current form in the body and only recently hopped. Now, we know you could spread Ebola through sex, so it could have been through sexual transmission. And then that prompted the current outbreak. So the virus can linger in pockets around the body, can infect others on rare occasions, and such transmission typically occurs when a male survivor infects a female through sexual contact. So they still are trying to figure out what happened with this latest outbreak. They say the first known case of the current outbreak in Guinea was a nurse who was infected and died in January. Now, they think the nurse could have gotten infected because she cared for her sick mother, and a couple of people then became infected after attending the funeral. And that's unfortunately how this virus had spread like wildfire before, as people were dying and family members were helping taking care of them. They didn't realize that they were making each other sick. And when you're in small villages and not so highly populated areas and have access to TV, etc., you know, you don't know that an outbreak is going on. So you're like, oh, this person's sick. They're vomiting. They're having bloody noses. They're sweating. They're having fever. Let me take care of you. Let me use a cool cloth. Let me, you know, put some herbs on your chest, things like that. And, you know, give you some medicine. And then as they're helping the person, they don't realize that they're being exposed to Ebola because they didn't know it was an Ebola outbreak. So it's interesting. You know, but you see how science thinks, you know? We're not rocket scientists. It's a lot of detective work. A virus floating around for 5 years would have changed drastically, had hundreds of mutations. Instead, it looks very similar to years ago. So maybe it means it hid out. We know HIV can hide. HIV can hide out, stay dormant, and then come out later. Hepatitis can do that. Herpes. That's why some people get cold sores or genital herpes. Chickenpox will hide out. The Epstein-Barr virus will hide out. A lot of viruses hide out. That's what we think COVID will do or does. So, you know, we'll see what happens with this next Ebola outbreak. But when you have somebody survive Ebola and then possibly trigger another outbreak, the next question comes, well, is that going to happen with COVID? We are hoping that whatever we are doing right now will be the last of it, and we will never see COVID again. But I don't know. If some of us are harboring it, and then it decides to come out, and somebody doesn't have long-lasting immunity with the vaccine or a COVID illness, it could start again. COVID, I think, is one of those long-lasting viruses, those hiders. And that's not good, because the average cold virus goes away. You get a cold, like an adenovirus or rhinovirus, some of the other coronaviruses, it goes away. No big whoop. This sucker likes to linger. So I'm not very happy about it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some people that get COVID, they may have no symptoms at all but a skin rash. They say 21% of people who have COVID will develop a rash as their only symptom of infection. 17% will get a rash first, and then other symptoms will come. So people think, oh, well, if I got COVID, I'll have to first have a fever, then maybe I'll have a cough. No. New data shows that 1 in 5 people may only have a rash. 17% say sometimes the rash might precede others. It could come as hives, lumps. The data comes from the Zoe Symptom Tracker app in the UK. And we've talked about COVID toes. We've talked about a whole variety of manifestations. But on telemedicine, I've had people come out with these hives. And I'm like, you need to get COVID tested. And they're like, no. Hives is an allergy. And I go, something is causing your body to react. When I have, you know, people call in with cold sores going, why am I getting so many cold sore outbreaks now? They go, maybe it's because you were exposed to COVID. COVID could be reactivating that. I've had people call in with really bad herpes outbreaks. They're like, I haven't had a herpes outbreak in years. I go, get a COVID test. It could be that you aren't having active COVID in the lungs, but the virus is in your body causing this. So Zoe data found people who tested positive for COVID were 67% more likely to develop a rash than someone who was uninfected. A further independent study was done on 11,500 people who were asked to also provide pictures of the rashes. So they looked at the rashes, and the study was published in the British Journal of Dermatology, and more than 400 people submitted images and have now been published in an online database. And the images are categorized based on COVID toes or COVID digits, purpuric, which kind of looks like bruises, oral, mouth, lesions, urticarial, which is like hives. Some are hives, some are raised bumps, some rashes cluster with other symptoms, some rashes are all over, some are little baby clusters. So, you know, and then some could even be vasculitic, which is that purpuric rash where when you press on it, it still stays dark. It looks like you're bleeding under the skin. So if you're getting any weird rashes, you got to get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say one half of the earth is rapidly getting colder than the other side. They say the side containing the Pacific loses more heat due to the distribution of continental land masses. And so we might be having global warming, but part of the earth is actually getting colder. We're going to revisit this later this week. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
at ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.